Welcome to InVision Radio, where happy people gather to get even happier. Now, here's your host, Will Bowen.
Thank you very much, Dan Murphy. Well, welcome to another episode of InVision Radio. I'm Will Bowen, and I'd like to say I'm happy to be here, but I'm not. I'm happy, and I am here. I'm pleased to be here, but I'm happy overall. We've taken the word happy, and we've misappropriated it in many ways. We've used it to mean joyful, pleased, excited. Happy is a very special word because happy is an emotion. I don't know if anybody's ever gotten on you about your emotions. If you've been in a relationship, chances are someone has. And what we learn is that happiness is an emotion. That it's one that it's a handful of emotions that we have. And we use the word happy to express something completely different. So I want to get to the core of happiness. As you know, my last two books have been on happiness. Happy This Year has been on happiness. And Happy Stories has also been on happiness. Tonight I'm going to feature a person from Happy Stories, the most popular person in Happy Stories, I'll tell you that. And I hate to say that to the other 49, but there's something simple and beautiful about what this man did to spread happiness to an entire community. And it shows how we are truly the epicenter of our lives. Before I introduce him, his name is Lorenzo Ross, I want to share with you a quote from the great Dolly Parton. Her quote is, "Happiness is appreciating all that's good in life, big and small. Oh, it's pretty easy to be happy when everything's going great, but life's not like that. It's like one of my favorite old sayings," she says, "if you want the rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain." I just recently listened to Dolly Parton's book, Dream More. Dolly and I are finalists for an Audie Award. An Audie Award is an award given by the Audiobook Publishers Association of America. I am so excited to be a finalist, I can't tell you. I love to read, and I do read, but I would say that somewhere between 60 and 90% of what I take in is audio. And I just have always loved audiobooks. And when I had the opportunity to record my first book, A Complaint-Free World, as an audiobook, I just felt like a rock star. And I have since recorded three more. And I just think audiobooks are fantastic. And so to be nominated with Dolly Parton and three others for this particular category, which is Best Narration by an Author in the category of Self-Improvement. And I'll tell you, I purchased all of the books of all the people in there. Number one, I want to support all of them. You know, I just feel like I want to support all the people who are nominated along with me. And I have listened to, I think, almost all of the others, and I've listened to varying degrees. And I'll tell you this much, Dolly's is the only one I finished. And in fact, I finished it, and I'm listening to it again. That's not to say the other four aren't great. They really are great. She just is captivating. And I think one of the things that Dolly Parton has is happiness. I think that people who know her, people who have seen her, would express the same truth about her, and that is that Dolly Parton is a happy person. And we have happiness backwards in our culture. We believe that if we become rich and famous, then we become happy. And yet studies are now showing that if you are happy, you have a much higher likelihood of becoming rich and famous. Because people want to support people who vibrate at a happy level, at a happy energy. Think about Tom Hanks. One of the things that I've often heard said about Tom Hanks is that you can put Tom Hanks into almost any situation because everybody in America likes him and they want to see him get out of it because he is basically what seems like a happy person. Same for Sandra Bullock, Jimmy Stewart. Happiness is a great attractor of other people. And it's something that can and should be cultivated. And the way we do that is, as Dolly says, appreciate all the good that's in life, big and small. Right now, right where you are, what are you appreciating? You know, the word appreciate means to increase in value as well as to be grateful for. So when you appreciate the things that are around you, you literally are increasing their value to you in your life. And as their value increases, you realize that the things that you have are worth more, and therefore you are more prosperous. You are therefore happier. I'm very excited that, and by the way, best of luck to all of the finalists in this this wonderful award. I will tell you that I set an intention a few years ago that I wanted to win an Audi Award. This may be the time, it may be at a future time, but I believe it's going to happen, and I'm very excited to be a finalist. And all the books are great, and I do particularly recommend the Dolly book, especially for women. Speaking of happiness, my book, To You Love God, will be coming out later this year, published by Convergent Press, December 16th, 2014. I started nearly 8 years ago writing these daily emails to people in my church at the time, as if they were coming from God. And really what they were is an attempt to provide a little hope and inspiration on a daily basis for everybody. And oftentimes there were things that I was writing about that I was going through myself. So let me share one with you today. This one continues our theme of happiness for this show. To you, your body and your emotions dance together. It is difficult to know who is leading the dance and who is following. You feel happy and then you smile. You smile and then you feel happy. Your body and your emotional state serve as backup systems for one another. Move like a youthful person to feel young. Feel young, and you will automatically begin to move like a youthful person. Utilize whatever is most available to you to create the reality you desire. Act like the person you wish to become, and that is how you will feel. Feel like the person you wish to become, and you will act that way. Either path leads to the same destination. Take the path that is most readily available to you. Love God. I've heard so many people say, fake it till you make it. And I get the pithiness of that. The challenge that I have with that is that I don't believe it's faking. Anytime you begin to act, move, think, direct yourself as something other than what you are, you begin to become that. You're not faking anything. You're just adding a layer of paint to something that's ultimately going to become huge. I wrote in A Complaint-Free World about a gentleman who added layers of paint on top of each other until after 20,000 layers, he has the world's largest ball of paint, but it was layer upon layer. Anytime you begin to act like a happy person, you are becoming a happy person. And in my belief, everybody is happy. There's no such thing as unhappiness. There's no such thing as beneath zero. There's a scale from 1 to 10. And if we focus on and believe that we are actually already happy, we can build on that to become even happier. Well, the guy you're about to meet, Lorenzo Ross, is someone who just took his own personal happiness and magically spread it around an entire town, and now through this book and through our conversation tonight to millions of people. Lorenzo Ross is a featured person in my new book, Happy Stories. And in just a moment, we'll come out and I will read to you via the book, Happy Stories, Lorenzo's story, and then I'll interview him. Then later on, in the Namaste Lounge, Laura Berman and her music. Stick around, you won't want to miss this. Let's have some fun.
What if
if you could get inside the heads of 50 of the happiest people alive? What if you could hear their stories, learn how they overcame life's challenges, and discover their secrets to happiness? This is Happy Stories by Will Bowen. In Happy Stories, you'll meet parents, business people and entrepreneurs, students, retirees and construction workers, school principals, stay-at-home moms, and more who have one thing in common. They have discovered how to be happy, regardless of what life throws their way. Happy people hang around with other happy people as a way of staying happy. Read Happy Stories, and it's like having 50 very happy people with you at all times. Happy Stories by Will Bowen, available in print, ebook, and audiobook, read by the author. Happy Stories from Grand Harbor Press. Read these happy stories now, and your life will become a happy story as well.
Stranger's greetings transform an entire town. How far we travel in life matters far less than those we meet along the way, an American saying. That year, a young disabled girl began to connect with other people for the first time. That year, the high school girls' field hockey team went to state. That year, a middle-aged woman bent on suicide made another choice. That year, the people of Greenwich, New York, all felt happier. Greenwich is a picturesque small town of about 1,800, where everyone knows or is related to everyone else. It's difficult to describe Greenwich without using words such as quaint and charming. That year, that very special year for Greenwich, all began when one man decided to do something a little different. Lorenzo Ross had returned to Greenwich for the third summer in a row to work for a company that was hired to lay new gas pipes throughout the town. Lorenzo worked as a flagman for the construction team. For 12 to 15 hours a day, Lorenzo stood in one place and directed drivers around the road work. "I see them going to work and coming home every day," Lorenzo said. "You get to where you know every car, you know the people." Lorenzo's words were punctuated by short bursts of gleeful laughter. "One day, I just had an idea. I'm standing there, and I have to think of something pleasant to think about. Why don't I just wave at everybody who goes by?" And he did. Lorenzo waved at every driver, pedestrian, and skateboarder that passed his way. At first, nobody waved back. "No one responded," Lorenzo said, still laughing. "I kept saying hello to every car that went by and smiling at everybody." On the second day, however, a few hands fluttered waves back. By the third day, some people actually waved at Lorenzo before he had a chance to wave at them. And from there, it grew. Lorenzo, who had been performing the same job in the same town for 6 months of the previous 2 years, simply decided to make a connection with everyone who passed him. Soon, rather than avoiding the construction site, people in Greenwich began to drive out of their way to be slowed down and greeted by Lorenzo. Some even got out and exchanged hugs with him. And Lorenzo got into it. For a dozen hours or more each day, Lorenzo would smile and wave and shout out well wishes. He became everyone's morning coffee to start the day, as well as their calming glass of wine at day's end. One day, as their school bus passed on the way to a game, the girls in the high school field hockey team, every last one, reached out the bus window to high-five Lorenzo. The team won and credited Lorenzo with their success. From that day forward, the girls insisted that they be driven by Lorenzo for high fives before each game. The girls ultimately made it to the state finals. On another day, as Lorenzo waved traffic forward on one side of the road using an overly dramatic gesture one might reserve for royalty, a young mother lowered her car window and called his name. Lorenzo approached the car to see a friendly woman with a small child strapped in the back. "You helped her," the mother said. "Ma'am?" The woman was excited to be speaking to Lorenzo in person for more than a fleeting pass. "My daughter," she said. "She was born disabled. She never developed the ability to focus on people's faces. One day we were waiting for you to move cars along, and I noticed she was watching you. Soon after, I noticed that she was starting to focus on my face and other people's faces, too." Tears rolling down her cheeks, the woman extended her hand and said in a voice constricted by emotion, "Thank you, Lorenzo." Lorenzo held her hand for a moment, smiled, and then waved her past. Another woman, distraught by the pain of living, was on her way home to end her life when Lorenzo raised his hand to stop her vehicle. The woman was distracted from ruminating about her hopeless and empty life by the big bear of a man leaping about, smiling and gesturing warmly to everyone. Here was a man who was standing in the hot sun all day, separated by steel and glass from people, and yet he had found a way to get into their lives and into their hearts. For the first time, the woman saw that life is about what we give and not about what we get. She went home and made a decision to get out of her own problems and into helping others. Then, there were the gifts people brought to Lorenzo. "One day, an elderly woman brought me some cookies," Lorenzo said, savoring the memory. "Then, another lady also brought cookies. Then someone noticed I was in the hot sun and gave me a bottle of water." Lorenzo stopped talking so he could laugh for several minutes. When he could speak again, he said, "Man, I got so much water, I'd give bottles to everybody on the crew and still go home with a full case at the end of the night. Whenever the pizza guy would go by, he'd take my order and bring me back pizzas, free pizzas. The crew loved it. I was always passing out slices of pizza, cans of soda, cookies, you name it. People were giving it to me, and I shared it with the gang." Sadly, all good things, even road construction, traffic tie-ups, and detours, must come to an end. As mid-December approached, the people of Greenwich were happy that Santa Claus would soon be arriving, but they were equally sad that Lorenzo would soon be leaving. In a public ceremony, the city of Greenwich designated Lorenzo Ross an honorary citizen, and the mayor presented him with the key to the city. You may not be fortunate enough to meet Lorenzo as he smiles through your windshield, but you can learn a lot from his three tips for happiness. 1. Put a smile on your face. "Smiling lets you relax," says Lorenzo. "We go through our daily journeys and things can get rough. When we smile, we release that energy. We're not as tense and upset." Through his 100-watt smile, Lorenzo adds, "Smiling lets me not think about things that are going to steal my joy. My smile keeps me connected with my joy." 2. Stop stressing about things over which you have no control. "If you can do something about it," Lorenzo advises, "do it. If there's nothing you can do, you might as well give it to God and just trust that it's going to work out." 3. Move past the pain. 2 years ago, Lorenzo's 22-year-old son died of asthma. Lorenzo was grief-stricken. However, he has worked to shift his focus away from his son's death to remembering and celebrating the good things from his life. Few townspeople anxiously anticipate road construction, but then again, few towns have had the privilege of getting to know Lorenzo Ross.
And we'll be back right after this.
International Health Partners has completed three major projects in Tanzania. Now our project is to build the first pediatric hospital there. 18 million children in Tanzania under age 14 have no pediatric hospital to serve them. At Zinga, on the coast north of Dar es Salaam, we have begun by starting the outpatient unit. We invite you to help. Visit our website, ihptz.org. Find out who we are and what we do, and contribute by clicking on Just Give or call 480-540-9317 and make a credit card donation. Your money will help build the first pediatric facility, and care for children under 5 years old will be free. You'll receive information on how each dollar was spent, pictures of what's going on at the facility, and we do not sell our donors' names and addresses to anyone. So go online now to ihptz.org. It's an act of love and caring, and it will help to change the world, one child at a time.
Welcome back to Envision Radio. I'm Will Bowen. You've just heard me reading a story from my newest book, Happy Stories. This is probably the most popular story in the book. It's certainly the one that people ask about, and they want to meet this guy. Everybody says, I want to meet this guy. Well, this is your chance to meet this guy because he is with me right now. Lorenzo Ross, welcome to Envision Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Thanks for being with me.
That's right.
Lorenzo, let me ask you a question. Are you a happy guy?
Oh, yes, I am so happy. I'm smiling right now.
So from what I hear, this was quite an adventure for you. You simply stood out on the street corner doing your job, helping construction traffic move. One day you decided you were going to smile at people, and it took a few days for people to smile back, but ultimately they did. And finally, they gave you a key to the city and made you an honorary citizen. How did it feel when all this happened?
The tears of joy. It was nothing but the blessings of God. You know, it's indescribable.
Yeah.
It's like that best dream you ever had.
You've suddenly become quite a celebrity.
Yes. Yes, I have.
How does that feel?
It's a wonderful feeling that everybody greets you and they smile and they ask you questions I don't know. It's undescribable. Like I said, it's so indescribable. You have to feel it yourself.
Let me ask you a question. What did this teach you about human nature, Lorenzo? I mean, here you were sort of not smiling at people as they went by, typically, as do most people when you see tens of thousands of people and they don't smile at you. How was the experience of doing this? Was it difficult for you to begin to smile at people? And what was it as far as an observation for human nature, watching people shift as you did this?
Well, at first, it was like, you know what? I know these people can smile. I know beyond that sadness of a face, there is a smile and there's joy. And once you got to meet them, you know, every time they see you, their face lit up and their eyes got bright and they greeted you and they didn't want to leave, but they had to because traffic was behind them. it was so fun.
Let me ask you a question, Lorenzo. Do you think that people are basically happy, or do you think they're basically sad?
With how everything is going out in society right now, people have mixed emotions about, because some people are trying to get over, and some people are trying to do this and do that. And when they do see somebody honestly trying to just give you a friendly smile, you know, they didn't know how to adapt to it. But then after the third or fourth day, they kept seeing me doing it 15, 16 hours a day, always smiling at every car, every person, dog, cat, everybody that walked by and came in contact with me, they just took on to me.
You know what I learned from you, Lorenzo, in our conversations and in my writing your story is that everybody wants to live in a happy, smiling world, and it's possible for everybody, but we have to go first. We have to smile at the world, and then the world smiles back, and it's not instantaneous. It took several days for it to happen in your case, right?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
What do you think is the biggest cause for unhappiness, Lorenzo?
People are sad. It's sad because, you know, they're working hard, not making ends meet, and times are changing. And it's mostly, if you open your eyes, it's not for the good. Everything is for the bad. The greedy is getting greedier, and the poor is getting poorer.
And yet you've managed to stay on the bright side of all of this and to continue to be happy. And not only that, to be pretty much an ambassador for happiness for people.
Yes, because, you know, well, like I mentioned to you one time before, when I get up in the morning and I see my son with that beautiful, awesome smile of his, it breaks my day, gets my day going. So if he can smile, not knowing that the pain of the world, what's going on in the world, and I know what's going on in the world. I have to smile. I just have to.
Our children are great inspirations for us, aren't they? They remind us of the truth.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Well, now, you offered three suggestions, as did everybody in Happy Stories, for becoming happier. I want to share yours. Number one, you said, was put a smile on your face. Smiling lets you relax, you said. We go through our daily journeys, and things get rough. When we smile, we release that energy. We're not as tense and upset. Lorenzo, is it just that easy to put a smile on your face? I mean, when you're having challenges, when your printer's not working on your computer or your child is being disrespectful, how are you able to put a smile on your face?
Well, you have to overcome all the sadness that's around you, because it will overwhelm you. It will take you down to the pits. And, you know, we can't let nothing without a heartbeat take us down. It's we can overcome any sorrow. It can really happen. You know, you have to smile it off. You smile it off, you're like, oh, okay, this is just a test. It's just a test. God has put me through a test. All right, Lord, I know you tested me for today, and I'm going to pass this test. I'm going to smile. I'm going to come through it with flying colors.
You had said that that stressing about things over which we have no control is another thing that causes people not to be happy. Do you feel that to be true, that we just ruminate over things that we can't really do anything about?
Oh, do we? That's top of the list right there. You know, we stressing over nothing. We have no control of it. We're stressed, but it will work itself out. It will work itself out. You know, we stress and we're putting so much negative energy into something that it's going to work out. You know, and at the end of the day, you'd be like, wow. And you start smiling, you're like, wow, it did work out. It worked out.
You know, it's interesting. The word worry comes from the word ring, which means to strangle. I mean, literally, when we are worrying, we're strangling that God life energy that's trying to move through us. We're almost blocking it with our worry. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we're strangling the hope that God gives us.
Yeah,
He gives us the hope and blessings at the same time. And when we strangle that, there's no growth. We lose our growth. And when we don't grow, we become stagnant.
Yeah, and certainly not happy when we're stagnant. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Well, one of the things that really struck me, Lorenzo, and it was interesting, and I actually basically added this as a footnote in your story almost, was number three. Even though it's a major event in your life and would be a major event in anyone's life, and yet you didn't bring it up until the last because it's almost secondary to your happiness. It's certainly primary in your life, and that is that to move past the pain, you lost your son, your 22-year-old son a few years ago.
And before losing my son, I lost my father. My father was my Superman. He was my hero. He was my everything. He taught me how to build six engines on boats. He taught me so much. And then, you know, then I become a father, and I lose my son. So I lose the two very best people in my life. And it caused me to go down. But you know what? I had to hold together, and I had to stay strong. I had to stay strong, and I had other people that come into my life to help me, distressing me. And with their blessings and with my family, it made me pick myself up, to move on. I got to keep going. Every day, I got to keep putting my foot in front of each other. I know I can do it. This is not the end.
Lorenzo, you just made a wonderful testament to something so many people have said over the hundreds of years, and that is the importance of speaking to yourself in a positive way. I have a friend right now who has lost her husband, and she's talking about she doesn't think she can go on. She doesn't think she can. And yet, as difficult as it was, this very similar experience with your father and your son, you were telling yourself, I can do this. And it's your faith in God, you say, that allows you to do that. That's what you've shared with me, right?
Amen. Yes, I
do. Well, Lorenzo, it's amazing. You know, we all are looking for superheroes, and I think that you have truly, standing there with your orange vest, been a superhero for a town. And now that we're able to share your story with the world, it's a wonderfully inspiring story. Thank you so much for shining your light into the world and for reminding us of all the goodness that's there. Up next, musical guest Laura Berman in the Namaste Lounge. Hang around.
The rainbow makes all your dreams come true. Ooh, someday I wish upon.
What's the best vitamin for happiness? Find out on page 31. How can you overcome the biggest obstacle to happiness? That's on page 85. What's the fastest route to feeling happier? Check page 124. If you're looking for a manual for happiness, this is it. The book is Happy This Year, The Secret to Getting Happy Once and for All by Will Bowen. In this inspiring and practical book, you'll find proven real-world steps you can incorporate into your life to experience more joy in everything you do. This is the manual for happiness. In fact, the Dale Carnegie Institute of Asia selected Happy This Year as the textbook for classes on how to become a happier person. If you're serious about being happy, get Happy This Year, The Secret to Getting Happy Once and for All by Will Bowen. Available from Grand Harbor Press in hardback, ebook, and audiobook format read by the author. Your destiny is to be happy. Don't wait to be happy someday. Get happy this year. Thank you.
Welcome to the Namaste Lounge. I'm Will Bowen. This is the place where singers and songwriters who are making the world a better place get to share their music, their muse, and their musings. Now, you just heard Everything That I Am by Laura Berman. Laura tours extensively nationwide and has reached acclaim for her soul-touching vocal power and accessible yet poetic songwriting style. She's been compared to Carole King and Janis Joplin, and she's performed alongside best-selling authors Neil Donald Walsh and Marianne Williamson, as well as at the renowned Agape International Center in Los Angeles. While in New York City, Laura was a vocalist in the children's feature film release, Clifford's Really Big Movie, an accompanying soundtrack. She now resides in Portland, Oregon, and has released her fourth CD, Everything in Between, and will be touring in 2014 to support that release. Laura, welcome to the Namaste Lounge.
Thanks, Will. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Now, this song, Everything That I Am, this is a powerful song. I mean, it's as I was listening to it, the word that kept coming to me was declarative. I mean, it just sounds, each vocal is declarative. I'm declaring this so strongly. Mm-hmm. What was your inspiration for writing this? And tell us more about the song.
Well, actually, my husband, Craig Benelli, wrote it. We were in a band, a duo for a long time called Four Stories High, and we like to, you know, joke, the band broke up. I mean, we were touring a lot together, and I decided to go out on my own, but he still writes magnificent songs that I'm just honored to sing, and this one in particular just really resonates with me, because it does, you know, it's got that power, and like you're saying, it's just, you know, it's affirmative, and but it also isn't afraid to sort of look at the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for me, I'm pretty emotional and vulnerable, and so I feel like through singing that, presenting that work in the world, it really allows you know, all of us to look at the journey and then it's sort of the triumph. I love it. It's pretty amazing doing that one live as well.
Oh, I could imagine.
The
feedback from the audience. Well, I've always, let me ask you a question then, because I was actually speaking with somebody about this morning, and that is that after speaking in churches for, 20 years now, I find that it's always important to me to speak about things that I'm personally resonating with. It's difficult, and it's speaking sort of calls me into accountability. Now, if you're singing a song like this, it's you're either a great actress or you truly are having a moment there yourself. Would you say that's true?
Yes, and it would be really, like, if I was able to phone it in at that magnitude, well, it kind of scares me to even imagine that. But, I mean, I'm really present in this song, and anytime I'm singing, I'm really there, and the music conjures up feelings for me, and it's the one place, even talking about it, I get kind of emotional, because you're just in what I'm going through, which is really what we're all going through, but I have to be vulnerable and transparent and honest. It's the only way I can be, you know.
Well, what are we going through? How would you describe it?
What am I going through?
No, what are we going through? You said that what you're going through, which is what we're all going through. How would you describe what we're all? I love the comment. I just wanted you to expand on it a bit.
Well, I can say for myself, and probably a lot of folks like us, creative folks. I mean, I'm, you know, really sensitive, and I feel a lot, and I experience a lot, and it's a practice for me to keep, you know, sort of in this witnessing space you know, experiencing things and feeling things, and what's mine, what's theirs, and what's real, and really honoring everything. I know as an artist, I definitely go through my ups and downs with, you know, practicing and trying to remain confident, you know, and stuff. And it's much easier, you know, to just be out there and monitor the way I'm thinking about things. But as far as sensitivities, I mean, the world is a pretty active, fast-moving, vibrant place, and there's a lot happening and a lot of information and things happening. And I just, I can speak for other people, but I know that it's like a sensitivity thing that's really affects our experience.
Well, you've made a really interesting point. I mean, nowadays, if you go onto Amazon and you want to buy a razor, there's a rating for it from people. If you want to buy a hairdryer or a pair of socks, people have rated it. I mean, this is common now for almost everything. But for so long, people who were drawn to the arts, sensitive people, were the ones who were the most criticized. You know, you bring up a really interesting point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Well, listen, share with us another song. What would you like for us to hear?
Well, you know, let's share this song, Lift Off. It's on my new record, Everything in Between, and it's one of the newer batches of songwriting. And I've come back to, I've been performing a lot in the New Thought community in the spiritual world. And when I started out, I was a singer-songwriter in New York. And so this particular song, you know, speaks to, again, that journey. And I'm ready to lift off and fly. But, you know, I touch upon a little bit of the, you know, how it could feel a little unnerving to get ready to fly. But it has a lot of the poetry and the songwriting style of my New York days. So I'm pretty proud of it, and it feels like a real authentic expression of where I am right now.
Wonderful. Lift Off. Let's give it a listen.
Just when I take a step outside, the rain catches me with no warning. Right before I lift off, what was once light and airy, can't catch my breath, poor sweet canary, for the weight on my body.
I took flying lessons, and one of the things that really struck me, Laura, was that what really causes a plane to fly is the resistance. What causes liftoff is resistance. It's like the challenging things actually are the inspiration or the things that move us forward. Have you found that to be true in your life?
Wow, that's amazing. I never even heard it put that way. But yes, I do find now. Yes, you know, I'm really, when I feel weight, you know, there's a lot of things I've learned over the years that when I'm feeling like in a little bit of a lull, that it's not, you know, this desperation, that we need to contrast in life and all of that. And so for you to put it that way, yeah, okay, so there's resistance from me, from any old ideas I have,
mm-hmm.
or just situations, you know, circumstances. But I suppose it's our that inner drive that's pushing through the resistance, I guess, to get us off. If we've got to do it, we're going to do it.
Very likely. I mean, I keep coming back to, and I know that my regular listeners have heard me say this time and again, I believe that our ego is an internal resistor that is there to resist us, that it's almost like a weight we have to lift every day. There is this voice that's telling us that we're no good, we'll never amount for anything, and we're, et cetera. And so every day we're constantly moving this weight, and it's like this resistance which is causing us to remain strong. So anyway, it just seemed like a good tie-in with this wonderful song, Lift Off. Now, the name of the CD that this is on is?
It's called Everything in Between, and it's my newest release. And I can tell you quickly how we picked the name, the title
sure.
for it.
Sure. Yes, please.
There's two songs on it that make reference to that. It's sort of Everything in Between. The next song we'll present, I Realize, has a line in it in the chorus. It's you and me and everything. No, that's the other song. Sorry. There are no walls in between you and me in this holy word. And then in the song Voices, which is the second track on the record, it says it's you and me and everything in between. And so then we thought, well, what a great idea to call the album, the collection, Everything in Between. So, you know, in living my life and experiencing everything and really wanting to experience everything, you know, just that it's all you know, everything between you and me and my and me and my life experiences and my experience with the divine, everything, that it's all relevant, you know, so everything in between. And there's one thing, there's a phrase in Hebrew called Baruch Hashem, and it just means, you know, thank God, you know, God blesses us, we're blessed no matter what. And so that's something.
Baruch Hashem? Say that again for me, please.
Baruch Hashem. Yeah, so Hashem is one of the words for God, and Baruch just means blessing.
And it means that basically we're blessed no matter what.
No matter what. So you, yeah. And I have chills even talking about it, because it's like if we, and that's just like a gratitude practice, really, which is you're just grateful, and no matter what happens. And so then we can have different eyes to look at things and say, mm-hmm. you can experience what you're feeling about it, and this feels terrible, or that makes this grief here, or something terrible's happened, or I didn't achieve what I wanted to achieve, and you can feel that and honor those feelings. And I suppose maybe that's the ego helping us resist them and get lift. But then you're grateful, and you sort of
sure.
a little bit of space between you and the experience. So I'm practicing a lot of that, because I was not, you know, we joke in my house, like it takes me a long time to kind of wake up, and I don't wake up with a spring in my step. And so it's sort of, I didn't grow up really being, in a grateful state. And I got to tell you, now that I'm practicing, it's much better.
Oh, you know, and you just brought something up that I think is important. And that is that this grateful state, this attitude of gratitude, whatever, pithy little, don't worry, be happy, whatever you want to ascribe to it, or whatever name you want to give it, it's a choice, it's a cultivated habit, and it can be genuine. I say that because I've written two books now on happiness, Happy This Year and Happy Stories. And I was, earlier in the program, we interviewed Lorenzo Ross, who is one of the happiest people I know. And he cultivates that. He makes your spiritual practice, your physical practice, whatever it is, can all combine together to make you a happier person. But it still comes down to you make a decision that I am a happy person and begin to live that out. Sounds to me like that's what you're doing.
I am doing it, and I'm really finding that I'm happy and healthier physically, because I have kept in my life, my emotions and my body, and I have to be in a practice of really taking care of myself physically. And I found that I'm feeling better. All the pieces are really working in my life now. So, yeah,
that's
good.
Wonderful. Laura Berman is my guest. Let me give you her website. It's Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Berman, B-E-R-M-A-N, music.com. That's Laura Berman, music.com. Laura, let's listen to one more song. You were telling us about your song, I Realize.
Yes, I Realize was actually written when Craig and I were living on the East Coast. We did a lot of work with the Center for Spiritual Living in Morristown, New Jersey, and they had hired us to write songs for some of their special programs. And I wrote this particular one. They were doing a retreat for practitioners, and so there was a 5 or 7 step prayer for that, as you probably know. And then so we wrote a song for each step of the prayer. So this is for the realization step that I wrote, and it's called I Realize.
Wonderful. Let's hear that.
Living large in a tiny square, broken pieces seem to lead nowhere. Why do I feel that my life is just pretend? All my dreams staying way too small, they lead me back to where I started from. How can I move when I fear what lies ahead? There's more than what I see. Each step brings me closer to free. Yeah, yeah. I realize all inside of me. I realize there are no walls in between. You and me and this holy word.
the theme of the song, and for some reason this one came together. And again, this one is an amazing one to do live, because the congregants or participants, you know, the people in the audience can sing along, and it gets pretty intense, and it vibrates. It really does.
Oh, I bet it does. Yeah. Wow, beautiful. Laura, tell us once again that your new CD is Everything in Between. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Everything in Between. You can find the link through my website, or you can go directly to CD Baby, and you can either download it or buy the physical CD. I'm also on iTunes and Rhapsody and probably most downloady places.
Downloady places. I love that. That's a good distinguishing. Because you started listing that, and I was like, you know, they do just go on and on and on, don't they?
They do.
Yeah. Now, let's give the website for us one more time, please.
My website is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Berman, B-E-R-M-A-N, music.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter at Laura B. Sings on Twitter.
Terrific. Laura, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Thanks, Will. You too. Take care.
Namaste.
Lord, what I see, each step brings me closer.
This is a test of the Emergency Life Enjoyment Network. This is only a test. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed to laugh out loud and hug everyone around you. Oh, what the heck? Go ahead, knock yourself out.
For no, don't worry, be happy.
Now, back to Will Bowen and InVision Radio.
Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. I have noticed something about that song, that people profess to dislike it, and yet when it comes on, they smile. It's like many, many years ago, decades ago, I was a wedding DJ, and the party wasn't going, you put on Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger. Well, if you want people to smile, you put on Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. I was doing a speaking tour in Taiwan, and we did a Q&A at the end. And this woman raised her hand, and she said, well, I've heard you talk all this time about happiness. And she said, but isn't it true that the man who wrote Don't Worry, Be Happy killed himself? And I said, ma'am, I don't know. I think Bobby McFerrin wrote Don't Worry, Be Happy, and he's going to be appearing in Kansas City in 3 weeks, and so I would presume that that's incorrect, but I'm not sure. Well, I went to my hotel room that night and I Googled this. And actually, this is a rumor that has been going on for many, many years, that Bobby McFerrin killed himself, that this man who popularized that don't worry, be happy, no matter what happens, just shrug it off and be happy, just couldn't bear to live. That just reinforces, in my mind, the contempt that we have for happiness in our culture. Happiness is more than just a way of being. It's a way of living. It's a way of interacting in the world, and it's a part of us, and we all have it. And yet it takes work. As I've interviewed these people for the book Happy Stories, without a doubt, without exception rather, each one of them said that happiness is a choice, and it's a choice you make every day, and it takes effort. It takes effort to be happy. Don't worry, be happy. You know, the word worry comes from the German ring, which means to ring, as in to wring someone's neck. And so I know someone who's constantly talking to me about him. He's worried about this and he's worried about that. And I always think, what are you wringing your neck about? What are you strangling yourself about? What are you strangling the energy of God from being involved in your life by worrying? Don't do that. Be happy. Be happy. Focus on what's good. Do like Lorenzo. Just smile at people. Just wave at people. That's the kind of impact you can have in your life. You know, the greatest gift you can give somebody else is your own happiness. Your own happiness. Because then that person is not weighed down by you. They're not always trying to lift you up, buoy you up, get you out of your funk. So consider that and cultivate your happiness this week. If you'd like, go to our website, happythisyear.com, and you can download the free HappyStat app for your smartphone or iPad, and it'll help you set and achieve your happiness goals. Be sure and follow me on Twitter, at W.R. Bowen. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/WillBowen. Thanks for being with me. Enjoy today. Bye-bye. When you're happy like a fool.